Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Probably not.
That's rude. Why do you think that?
I don't know. I feel like she's just kind of... What I learned about Colleen Rooney this week is that she's a gal's gal. Well, now, I will say all of this is pinch of salt because obviously she produced this about herself. So there's probably sides of it. There's definitely sides of her and the whole situation that we didn't see. But I actually really came out of it really liking Colleen Rooney and feeling like she was kind of normal.
I think she's so normal. I think she's normal to an absolute fault in a way. I think there's no, if you weren't.
That's, yeah.
I think the way she pursued this is the most normal, like, no, I think.
Crazy girl behavior.
Yeah, but no, not even that. Because I actually don't think it's that crazy. I think it was like smart. I think it was kind of crazy because of how famous she was. And I don't think she still even realizes that. She went about it like kind of any normal person would.
And then it just seemed logical.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Normal's not the right word. Logical. I think she is really, really logical about everything. But I don't actually think she realizes. And it's weird because she's grown up with the press in some way. But I think it was very funny to see her reaction and the fact that, like, she really did. Now, again, it's easy for her to say this now. The fact she didn't really want to go to court. I'm not really sure what would have happened otherwise. But, yeah. So you came out of this liking Colleen. What do you think of the doc overall? Did you think of, because when I, going into this, because I spoke to a couple of people before I watched it, I spoke to my friend Niamh and she was like, it said very overdrawn or too long. She wasn't really on board.
Yeah.
I think Laura Omani was the same. Laura was like, there's no need for it to be 3 episodes. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, you'd said that, you had said it last week or whatever we were recording, that it was either, people either loved it or said it was way too drawn out. And that, so that's what I went into it with, those two thoughts in my head. And I was like, they're both correct because it is really interesting as like a Colleen Rooney documentary. But if you're in it just to hear about that particular situation, then yes, it is drawn out about that. But like, if you're, I just found it interesting, like, to learn about, because I don't really, but I wasn't like, we're obviously a bit young for the whole WAG culture when it first came about. So I don't really remember like how Colleen Rooney even came to be in the spotlight, or like the age she was, or like any of that. I didn't really know any of that, or like their background. I kind of thought maybe she was a model or something and they met, and that's, I didn't realise they were childhood sweethearts from like the same part of Liverpool or whatever. Like, I found all that really interesting. And then when the Wagatha thing came up, I was kind of like, oh yeah, now we're kind of getting into the stuff I remember. But I found it all, it was overdrawn as just a Wagatha documentary, but I enjoyed it.
So I actually I met another person then on Friday and they said, you don't need to watch the first episode at all. You could just watch the two first episodes, which I agree with if you, I agree with to a degree. If you really just want to get into the nitty gritty of the case and that's all you followed, you don't care about Colleen's backstory, you don't care about Wayne Rooney, you don't need to watch the first episode. But in saying that, you don't get the context of how heavily she was surveilled and how heavily she was covered in the press during that WAG era, which I remember, and I do, I forgot they were childhood sweethearts. This documentary reminded me, I did not realise how young she was, and I did not realise that she dropped out of school as a result. I thought that was interesting to hear it in her own
words. In a
school
uniform, like.
Yeah, for her to be like, I was 16, we were getting all these opportunities, I couldn't, I wasn't focusing on my schoolwork anymore, so I was just like, why the hell not? Of course I'll write a book, of course I'll do. And again, it's this kind of, she's very, calls it like she sees it, I think. So, do I think it was drawn out? I think the episodes maybe could have been 5 or 10 minutes shorter each. I think there are certain sequences where the Instagram stuff is really honed in on, and there's a lot of overly explaining how things on Instagram work, which probably seems overly explanatory to us because we are digital natives and social media is second nature to us, and Instagram and stuff like that. There are bits of this where I was like, fuck me. Whereas some people might not get it at all, and it does need to be spelled out as clear as possible. So that would be the only thing I would say. I actually do think 3 episodes is fine. The episodes themselves could have, especially the first two, could have been slightly shorter, probably half an hour each. The last episode I felt was actually perfectly succinct and the perfect length.
Succinct.
Yeah. That's hard. Yeah. There's a lot of C's and S's in that word.
Yeah, it kind of, you do, what you're saying about like her being surveilled from such a young age, like that surely has some sort of like level of trauma or like PTSD of being like these paps, like, and her whole life being broadcast, and then the one safe space she had, which, well, she thought she had, was being leaked, and then she just kind of, you'd be super paranoid, like, wouldn't you?
But she even says that herself. But imagine... And she, at the same point, and sorry, Rebecca is an idiot. That's so mean, but like she was definitely, she did not think in the situation at all to be leaking the stories and then texting her about it is like putting it in writing, from a legal ratting yourself out perspective, dummy. But I just think to be texting is a layer of, evil's too strong a word, but you know what I mean? Like sly or
just
something.
Nastiness.
There's a level of nastiness there that I'm like, mother of, like, what are you doing? And Colleen says to herself that she had this paranoia where these stories are coming out, and then suddenly it's Rebecca's the first person texting her being like, are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah. You couldn't, how could you trust anyone? Which is kind of, it's kind of crazy. Like, I remember Rebecca Vardy on I'm a Celeb, and she came across very well, like, and she was liked, wasn't she?
No, I don't think she was. I think you are...
No?
There was a whole, like, scandal surrounding her. I'm going to Google it because I cannot remember the names of the other people that were involved at that point, but she did not have... She had to come out and, like, kind of half apologise for how she treated one specific contestant in there, I think. Now, it wasn't just her...
Okay.
She was in it that year with that DJ, and I think it was Amir Khan. I think that was her year. But she had kind of weathered that storm, I think, reasonably well. And then obviously this all came out, and like, she's never going to recover from this. And I think the court case, I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, sorry, it was your man, Ian.
Oh yeah, and he was really fucking annoying, but like
Ian Lee.
Not like to the point where they like actively started bullying him. He was a radio DJ.
Yeah. She was the third contestant to get voted out.
Yeah,
that
was bad. Okay, I have totally misremembered that, or just like not.
No, I think she was doing okay initially, and then like the Ian Lee stuff happened, and it wasn't good.
But he started out really annoying, and then they actively all just got really turned off by him, like then they all kind of turned and started bullying him, and it was this whole big turnaround, wasn't it? Like, I think crazy. Talking about things that
other people are talking about. Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays.
Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.